Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Underworld by Jessica Sorensen, narrated by Shannon McManus. Chapter 1. I wasn't sure whether I was dead or alive. Perhaps alive in the sense that I was still breathing, but was I even breathing? I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure of anything. Blackness swallowed me whole. And not the kind of blackness that comes from being in a dark room. No, this darkness was heavy and thick, and it wove into my body, making my skin damp and my limbs heavy. Where this dark place was, or how long I'd been here, I didn't know. I might have been here for years, months, days, or even just a few seconds. Time felt non-existent. After a while, I started to convince myself that I must be dead. That the memoria extracto, or whatever the heck that memory-removing rock Stefan had used on me was called, had taken my life, instead of wiping away my mind. But how could I tell for sure if I died, or if I was still thriving? I mean, was there really a difference between death and losing every ounce of who you are? The only problem with my I was dead theory was that if I was dead, then why could I feel pain blazing in my leg, the exact leg Stefan had stabbed me in? Was feeling pain possible after you died? But if I wasn't dead, and instead my memory had been erased, along with my emotions, then why did my heart ache from Alex's betrayal? The ache hurt so bad that I thought my heart was going to actually stop beating. How could Alex do this to me? Yes, I knew what the circumstances were, and I knew that I...